Hey everybody, welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure. I decided to keep her around for a couple more videos.
Thanks,
babe. Yeah, maybe we'll do a week's worth of these and see, unless the baby starts crying or something and then she's got to go away. But maybe we'll do a week's worth of these and see what people think. Do you like it better where it's us two, or do you like it better where it's just me talking at you for 10 minutes or so? So this is interesting. The weird thing about this is CNN reported on this. Now, even though there's an obvious slant, I'm surprised that CNN even covered this at all.
I know. This is really surprising. Usually they're all about covering anything but this sort of thing.
Yeah, anything that doesn't fit the narrative. So
right.
There's an American town where guns are actually required by law. So CNN wrote about this. Breitbart picked it up later, but... So as the debate of guns continues, you know, in Washington and communities across the country, there's surprisingly one place where owning a gun is technically required by law. There hasn't been anything to say that they actually enforce it. I don't think police are actually going door to door and saying, do you have your gun?
You know, better have that gun.
But it's obviously a place for a law like that. It's obviously a place where it's highly, highly encouraged. So it's Kennesaw, if I'm pronouncing that right, Kennesaw, Georgia. And local law says that every head of household residing in the city limits is required to maintain a firearm. So there's a couple of quotes here. The mayor of Kennesaw, Derek Easterling, said, if you're going to commit a crime in Kennesaw and you're the criminal, are you going to take a chance that the homeowner is a law-abiding citizen? So Wayne Arnold is one of those citizens, and among the weapons he keeps at home, there's the dreaded, dastardly AR-15 and AR-15 style 223 caliber rifle, excuse me, and a variety of other handguns and stuff like that. He's quoted as saying, it gives me the ability to protect myself as opposed to being somewhere where you weren't allowed to have a firearm or it was frowned upon. So while this might be the law in Kennesaw to own a gun, the police department says that it's not actually enforced.
Mm-hmm. It's encouraged.
But again, it's not like the cops. I think it's more of just a culture thing in the community. It's kind of like here. I mean, everybody has guns here.
Mm-hmm.
We live in Crane, Missouri. It's no secret where we live. But we live here, and everybody has a gun. And the crime rate, I mean, like nothing happens.
In 3 years here.
Yeah,
in three years, there has been one homicide in 3 years in Crane, Missouri.
Was that the guy that killed himself? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that was a suicide.
Well, no, I know the difference between the words, but I didn't know about the homicide.
No. Within 3 years. Mm. Yeah, 3 years. It's not bad.
I haven't actually looked up the violent crime stats for our town or anything, but I know I feel incredibly safe, and I haven't had any problems with anybody. Neither has she. But everybody are what's called gun hoarders, actually, by places like CNN. This law, I guess, dates back to the town's founding, but it was that's what they say, but I guess it was only enacted in 1982. And Lieutenant Craig Graydon, who's been with the Kennesaw Police Department for over 30 years, said that this is a direct quote, it was meant to be a kind of crime deterrent. It was also more or less a political statement because the city of Morton Grove, Illinois, passed a city ordinance banning handguns from their city limits. So back then, the town had a population of only a few thousand, and over three decades later, the law is still on the books. But today, Kennesaw has 33,000 people. It's only had one murder in the past 6 years and a violent crime rate of below 2%. And remember, violent crime isn't just guns. Violent crime is anything, any kind of violent crime. You know, it could be a knife, could be your fists, I guess.
Yeah.
You could throw a shoe at somebody. I don't know. But it's just a violent crime. So now CNN, of course, because and again, I'm really surprised that they even reported on this because it doesn't fit their narrative at all.
Right.
But even in their article, they say, but it's unclear whether that has anything to do with the gun law. I think it's pretty clear. What else is it going to be? I mean, If you're a criminal, are you going to go? Are you going to go and try to rob a house where you know they're heavily armed? And you just who would do that?
I mean, if you're an idiot, maybe.
Yeah, which you know, criminals aren't always known for being smart, no. But but yeah, I mean, especially if you're breaking into somebody's house and you're going to want to steal somebody, or if you're a predator that's out looking for women or something, you're not. If you know that a woman has a gun, you're probably not going to pick that one to right. assault. So city officials say that their relationship with the community is a key factor in maintaining public safety. So the, you know, grade in here is at least trying to be honest, but again, CNN picks and chooses the way that they, you know, they pick and choose quotes that people said, you know,
yeah.
it's the kind of place where, you know, I don't want to get too much into that, but we all know what CNN is, but it says, so he said, we can't say that just that gun law contributes X number of percent to why we have a low crime rate, but it may be part of it, but it needs to be looked at from the whole picture. Don't just look at the ordinance. So as communities across the country reexamine their own relationship with guns in the wake of recent mass shootings, officials say they've been getting calls from all over the country, and even as far as Norway, people are calling this little town, inquiring about the gun law, and they want to know more about it. So Graydon, Lieutenant Graydon, also says, here's another quote, we get a lot of calls, conversation, and it seems to keep crime control, gun safety, things like that on the minds of many of the residents because people are constantly talking about the gun law. So that's been somewhat of a benefit to us. Now Mayor Easterling is quoted as saying, the first thing that most people say when they meet us, you know, as a community is, oh, it's not what I expected. I don't know what they expect of people who arm themselves with guns at home or what they're looking for, but really, we're not that. Arnold also said, people kind of get the image that it's the Wild West where everyone walks around with a firearm strapped to their side, and it's not like that. It's strictly a home defense system type of deal. There's no shootouts in the street. So again, I'm surprised that CNN ran that. I would be totally fine if they all were wearing them on, you know, holstered or whatever, which I'm sure many of them are. But again, CNN's got to pick things that at least sort of fits their narrative.
Everybody here does. Especially this little town, everybody has a gun.
Everyone at Skywatch does. Yeah. And they all carry.
Hacking.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but it really does add a lot of security. And if somebody's going to go crazy, if somebody wants to shoot up a bunch of people, I personally think that's why you see it more in schools and gun-free zones and places like that. Because in Texas, when somebody tried to shoot up a church, a good guy with an AR-15, I forget his first name, but his last name's Williford, he took him out. And that guy's a hero. You know, he stopped a shooting. It's literally a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And so again, I'm surprised that CNN covered this, but it's still obviously slanted, but at least it wasn't ignored.
Right.
I would never go as far as to say that, you know, CNN now is turning over a new leaf, though that would be nice to see. Maybe they're seeing some pushback and they're trying to appeal to more people, which they should do. And they should, you know, be more objective in their reporting if they're going to claim that. Now, me, I am incredibly biased. I absolutely am. And when you watch my videos, you're probably watching because you're either curious about what this side of the argument says, or you agree with my biases. You know, I see everything through Christian conservative lens. But ultimately, you know, we're all about the truth, and we want to get at the objective truth. It just so happens that the objective truth seems to align more with Christian conservative values.
Right.
Now, that's not always the case,
right,
but,
no, but
I think on the subject of gun control, it certainly is. I think the more guns in the hands of more law abiding citizens is the solution to, you know, the shootouts and stuff. I mean, I'm totally all about arming teachers and stuff as long as they can pass background checks and all that stuff.
Oh, sure. You know, I growing up in Michigan on a farm, I learned how to shoot a .22 rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to shoot the handguns after I got a little older. It's just one of the things that was a part of life out in the country, out in the farming country of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. We went hunting all the time. I grew up on 13 acres.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go shoot a deer? It's hunting season's there. go get a beer.
Yeah.
There's your food.
She is more of a Glock girl. I like revolvers personally.
I love Glocks. I will shoot a Glock all day.
But yeah, so what do you guys think about this? I'm curious to know, do you think that CNN is throwing us a bone, or do you think there's something more nefarious going on why they would report on something like this? And what do you just think about the gun control debate in general? Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Follow me on Steam It. At steamit.com/@Josh Beck. And also go to joshbeckdisclosure.com where you'll find a ton of free content. I do this stuff all the time. I try to make it, I do make it free for you. You're more than welcome to just go there and consume everything that's there. Now, if you want to give back and you want to help, you can click on the donate button. And you certainly have the option to help us out financially if you care to. If you don't want to, or if you can't, you can donate your time by sharing this video with your friends and family. Try to get a conversation going. Tell them about me. Tell them about Christina. That would be of great help because, again, we want to update this equipment. So was there anything you wanted to add before?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Said everything I wanted to.
All right. Well, all that being said, thank you for watching. And until next time, take care and God bless.